Alaska's tourism industry wants the state to spend more money on marketing. It's pitching a plan to use cruise line taxes to boost visitor numbers that are declining due to the economy. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
This is not the best time to be making your money off of tourists.
Our potential visitors are essentially keeping their money in their pocket or in their savings accounts because of the concern over the economy.
That's Alaska Travel Industry Association President Ron Peck. He says the number of tourists has been flat for about 2 years, stuck at about 1 million cruise ship passengers and about 700,000 other travelers. But Peck says bookings for the upcoming season are down.
Our visitors are either reluctant to make the buy or they're not making the purchase. And we are hearing from large and small businesses alike, hotels, bed and breakfasts, tour operators, and cruise lines, that this season could be very, very challenging.
The association already gets close to $12 million a year from the state for Alaska's official tourism marketing effort. But Peck says it needs closer to $20 million to make a dent, especially in the current economy. ATIA wants to tap into cruise lines' corporate income tax payments. The tax was mandated by the Cruise Ship Initiative, passed by voters in 2006.
That's new funding deriving from the visitor industry. So we're suggesting that essentially cruise lines be allowed to make a contribution to ATIA's marketing efforts and be given a tax credit towards that corporate cruise income tax.
Peck says several lawmakers have told him they might introduce a tax credit bill, but so far that hasn't happened. And if it does, there will be opposition.
Frankly, I think a lot of people, including me, think that there should be increased marketing efforts of tourism. But the specific proposal that's on the table is bad for a lot of reasons.
Joe Geldof campaigned for the initiative that applied the state's tax to cruise lines. He says the association's proposal would not allow for public scrutiny.
It's a tax credit that's not done in an open manner. And frankly, Alaskans don't know what they're getting for the credit. So if you're going to increase marketing, then let's do it out in the open and let's know what we're getting instead of just leaving it to people who don't even live in the state and may not have the state's best interest or may not do it in a coordinated manner.
He'd rather see more tourism marketing money in the operating budget, which could be tracked. State officials don't have a total for what the tax brings in. They say that's because it's mixed in with other corporate income, but they say they would come up with a figure if a bill is introduced. Any additional funding would not come in time to help this year's season. The Travel Association has already begun a campaign to boost those bookings. One part uses the theme Hottest Deals from the Coolest State. It includes cruises discounted as much as 50%. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.